This is Akashwani, the news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi firmly told the US President Donald Trump that India never accepted third-party mediation to resolve issues with Pakistan and will never accept it. Mr. Modi held a telephonic conversation with President Trump and discussed the recent Operation Sindoor. The Prime Minister's remarks came following US President's repeated claims of taking credit for the ceasefire between India and Pakistan. Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said that during the 35-minute conversation, the Prime Minister clearly conveyed to Mr. Trump that talks were never held at any level on India-America trade deal or on mediation by the US for cessation of the recent military action between India and Pakistan.
प्रधानमंत्री मोदी ने राष्ट्रपति ट्रंप को स्पष्ट रूप से कहा कि इस पूरे घटनाक्रम के दौरान कभी भी किसी भी स्तर पर भारत अमेरिका ट्रेड डील या अमेरिका द्वारा भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच मध्यस्थता जैसे विषयों पर बात नहीं हुई थी. सैन्य कार्रवाई रोकने की बात सीधे भारत और पाकिस्तान के बीच दोनों सेनाओं की एग्जिस्टिंग चैनल्स के माध्यम से हुई थी और पाकिस्तान के ही आग्रह पर हुई थी.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi will arrive in Zagreb this afternoon in a historic first-ever visit by an Indian Prime Minister to Croatia. The visit comes amid growing support from Croatia for India's stand on terrorism and its bid for a permanent seat at the UN Security Council. The visit, expected to deepen strategic cooperation, will feature delegation-level talks, agreements in key sectors, and cultural diplomacy. Union Commerce Minister Piyush Goyal today embarked on a two-day visit to the United Kingdom. The visit underscores India's strategic focus on strengthening its economic and trade partnership with the UK, particularly in the backdrop of the announcement by the Prime Ministers of the two countries to conclude the India-UK Free Trade Agreement, FTA. Union Agriculture Minister Shivraj Singh Chauhan has highlighted that the recent Viksit Krishi Sankalp Abhiyan nationwide campaign marked an unprecedented convergence of agricultural research, extension and development by directly engaging 13.4 crore farmers across 1.43 lakh villages across the nation. Addressing the media in New Delhi today, Mr. Chauhan said that a developed agriculture sector and prosperous farmers align with Prime Minister Narendra Modi's vision for a developed India.
हमारे सामने लक्ष्य है भारत की खाद्य सुरक्षा सुनिश्चित करना, पोषण युक्त अनाज फल और सब्जियां पर्याप्त मात्रा में जनता के लिए उपलब्ध कराना, किसानों की आजीविका ढंग से चले, खेती फायदे का धंधा बने, इसकी कोशिश करनी है और इस धरती को आने वाली पीढ़ियों के लिए भी उत्पादन देने वाली बनाए रखना और इसके साथ साथ भारत को दुनिया का फूड बास्केट बनाना और इन्हीं सबको ध्यान में रख के वन नेशन वन एग्रीकल्चर वन टीम के सब मिलके एक दिशा में काम करें जिनमें किसान भी शामिल और इसी विचार को लेकर हमने बनाया विकसित कृषि संकल्प अभियान.
India's naval capabilities received a strategic boost with the commissioning of INS Arnala, the first anti-submarine warfare shallow water craft, marking a new chapter in coastal defence and indigenous warship development. Commissioned today at Vishakhapatnam, the vessel strengthens the Navy's readiness to counter underwater threats in shallow waters. INS Arnala, developed under the spirit of Atmanirbhar Bharat, incorporates more than 80% indigenous content. Iran's Supreme Leader Ayatollah Ali Khamenei has issued a warning against Israel as Tehran used hypersonic missiles against Israel in the latest round of overnight strikes. In a social media post, Khamenei said the battle has begun. He added that Iran must give a strong response to Israel, saying they will show no mercy towards it. The Iranian escalation came as the United States continues to weigh its options on the ongoing conflict between Israel and the Islamic Republic. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses during the last hour of trade today, weighed down by geopolitical concerns. The 30-share BSE Sensex slipped 239 points to 81,345 and the NSE Nifty 50 fell 65 points to 24,789 when reports last came in. And that is the end of this news bulletin.